Hey everybody, welcome to Swatting Flies Telling Lies. It's snowing here. Not alone tonight though. How you doing, bro?
What's up, man? How's it going?
It's going, man. Fuck, you know that hill we live on? They haven't plowed it yet, so fucking it kind of sucks driving up the hill right now.
Yeah, that's Carolina. Is that right?
Yeah. That fucking. How's your weather down there?
It actually warmed up quite a bit. It was like 10 degrees the other day.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it got really fucking cold, but it warmed up, thankfully.
Damn. So it's been a hot minute, man. I think it's been since October since you've been on.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've been on, for sure.
You were part of the last round of people that I had as guests, because after that, everybody was just fucking busy. So it's nice to not have to talk into the air, you know? As fun as it can be, man, I always have a better time when I got someone here to bounce it off, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So a few things,
you know. I know you like talking to yourself, so
I do talk to myself. That's why I started the podcast. Had all these cool fucking things to say.
Right, somebody's got it here.
Yeah. What so I did the what got me started on this podcast at the beginning of the year, and because everything for me started in 2010. You know, I started listening to podcasts a lot, and then just kind of went from there. And here we are, man. Season 6, episode 3, man.
Holy shit, huh? That's fucking crazy.
Season 6. So yesterday I was telling you, I figured out how to get the logo to stick on sweaters, and unfortunately, they only stick to Carolina blue sweaters, so that's what the zip-ups or hoodies are going to be. So they will be the JS23 edition, people. So let me know when and what size you want, and we'll work out a price, man.
Nice.
So for those uninitiated, but if you listen to this, you should know what JS means. That's James Sanford, and his number was 23, so...
Right.
And that rat fuck would be laughing right now if he knew that, one, I had a podcast, and two, that the logo only sticks to fucking Carolina blue. You know?
That's pretty funny.
It is funny, man. You know, like, he would laugh.
You tried a ton of colors or what?
Yeah, so right now it's only sticking on light colors, so. I got one on a gray sweater, so I'm thinking I could do that, but it's just... Might as well lean into the fucking Carolina blue at the moment, you know. Plus, I could call it JS23 edition, man.
Such an ugly color. Oh, my God.
Fuck a duck. So, we don't really have anything planned, people. We're just going to kind of not really shoot from the hip because we discussed our stuff yesterday. So... Today's hot topic, let's start off with the Jeffrey Epstein list. We already kind of know who's on there. If you watch the documentary Filthy Rich, they posted a bunch of pictures of a lot of powerful and celebrity people. So I'm going to start off with this one. What gets me is a lot of the Republicans scream, save the children, and every Democrat's a pedophile. Isn't that President Trump fucking making him laugh at a teenage party and dancing? Isn't that President Trump fucking posing with him? Weren't they fucking good pals and they hung out all the time? He didn't participate, right? Didn't it? It's like, you fucking moronic Trump voters fucking fall for everything, man. You know? And one of the other people that I had forgotten flew on his jet, and to be fair, on the documentary, they showed Chris Tucker fucking yucking it up, you know, dancing away and everything. And then the girl that was being fucking raped was like, well, nothing happened on that one, you know? fucking former President Clinton was on there. There's a bunch of people on there, man. What do you think about all this stuff going on?
I think Hollywood would crumble if it fucking came out who was actually on that fucking shit. You know what I mean? Because it was like it wasn't just like Republicans and Democrats. It was rich people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it was like rich power. I thought it was like rich, powerful people. I mean, goddamn, the prince was on there, man, and he fucking had sex with an underage girl, man. She was 17 years old, and he ended up losing his royal duties, man. They took away his crown, and he can no longer make money off the crown anymore, man. You know?
Which one? I don't remember that.
Prince. What the fuck was that prince? So on that documentary, there the prince was... It wasn't Charles. It was his brother. Hold on a second. Let me...
Oh, yeah. Duke. Wasn't it Duke?
Hold on. What the fuck was his name? Prince Andrew,
okay.
Yeah, so there's a picture of Prince Andrew, Ghislaine Maxwell, and this underage girl. And he very clearly has his hand around her waist, and they're smiling and everything. And he, like I said, he ended up losing, I don't want to say everything, because he probably stockpiled a shit ton of money up until about 2 or 3 years ago, you know? Yeah. But he can no longer make money off of being the part of the royal family, and you know, nothing was ever going to happen to him because of who he is, but that's how the queen dealt with him her last few years.
Yeah.
And I think that he had to settle, I think on that documentary, like the lady got like $12 or $13 million.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is so like the whole thing, when all this went down, what were your thoughts on it? Because it all went down the summer of 2019, man.
I don't know, like I try to stay away from the fucking huge fucking shit, because that was on Facebook, all this, oh, he didn't kill himself, all that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Hillary did it. Like, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know, who fucking cares? The guy was a pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't care who fucking killed him.
Yeah, you know exactly. And
when it came out, who was on his flight log, it wasn't just Republicans, it was rich people. Yeah. You were stinking ass rich, you were partying at that guy's island, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just fucked up.
And what they couldn't really nail down was, because he flubbed his way to a job, and when they found out that he actually didn't graduate with the credentials he said they did, they still fucking kind of mentored him. So I'm thinking that this fucking piece of shit back then just found out he could start, what the hell is it called, man? Blackmailing people.
Oh yeah,
because that's very clearly how he got his billions of dollars, right?
Yeah. I don't know how he got. It's just like
nobody.
He was, well, it, for the, on that documentary it said that he was a
financier.
Yeah, exactly. and if you look at it more and more, it kind of comes out to where he was child trafficking the entire time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And there was cameras set up in each room, so there's like you go back to what you're saying, like what if all this stuff came out, right? Like what if those videos came out and that's how he was getting these powerful people to give him money, you know?
Yeah.
And because he owned an island, right? Mm-hmm. He owned a fucking mansion in Miami. He owned a huge apartment in New York, and he owned another piece of property like over in England somewhere.
you watched the documentary thing, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I watched it a couple times.
And how he got his girls was he would get one girl that he already manipulated to get another girl in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was giving them $200.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, huh? And then he'd seduce them into fucking having sex with them. And there were always girls that had nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucked
that
up.
Couldn't afford shit, couldn't do anything.
It's fucked up, man. These poor girls were just screwed over, man. And, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell was powerful in her own right, too. Her dad owned one of the bigger newspapers over in England, right? And then it turned out her dad fucking ripped off the retirement of the whole company, and then he fucking killed himself.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm fucking way deep into fucking conspiracy. You start talking about the Queen of England and shit, and I'm gonna fucking immediately go lizard people. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
that's just me though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just
because I've seen all kinds of shit about she's a fucking, what do they call them, reptilians? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, and the thing with that, too, is, not to get too far off of Epstein's fucked up shit, but, what a lot of people could point to and be like, see, it's like, look at their eyes in the picture. It's like, okay, me and Merle used to take pictures with our friend Jackie's camera, and, like, at a certain angle, our eyes looked all fucking crazy. You know?
Yeah.
It's like Children of the Corn is what we used to say back in the day. So that part is just like, fuck, dude, I don't know. I just think they're a bunch of fucked up people in general. And, but, you know, so you go back to Epstein, like, he started and one of the girls immediately turned him in. And, the motherfucker down in Miami fucking let him off of the sweetheart deal. He did a year in jail, quote unquote. And the victims didn't even get to testify. They were not aware of a deal being made. They just agreed to it. And he, the prison he did the entire time, he got to leave, quote unquote, for 8 hours. And it turned out to be for 12 hours a day he could leave the prison.
Yeah.
And then he got out and put on house arrest, and he wasn't supposed to be out of his house. And in that documentary, a PI followed him and took pictures of him and fucking videoed him outside talking to his fucked up lawyer, who also has ties to the whole OJ trial, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. If you ask me, the whole Epstein thing, it's child trafficking.
100%. 100%. It is.
And that's where, and it goes even further to human trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, to where, that's why I say lizard people, because fucking, it's really deep into the fucking human trafficking. And
it's crazy. Take
somebody and sell them from who knows it. And have you ever seen that movie, Dr. Sleep?
Yep, I have. It's a good movie.
Yeah. Well, in Dr. Sleep, they scare the kids to get the meconium. That's what they say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And or meconium is what they do now, right? And that's what they say. But they scare the kids to get their essence to grow younger.
Yep.
And that's part of what they say that they do to the kids nowadays. They'll scare the shit out of them and then drink their blood. I don't know. I'm fucking. This is way fucking.
No, it's crazy, man. Like you see, like the huge conspiracy theorists on Facebook, like, and it's people that I'm just like, okay, man. Like, not saying you have to be super smart to fucking go far places in life, but like. I went to school with a lot of these people, and it's like, motherfucker, I know you, you know,
right.
Like you fucking fell victim to this shit, you fucking moron. But like one of the things too is like, I mean, they took these kids and fucking traveled around the world with them, molested and raped them, let other people molest and rape them.
Yeah.
And yeah, shit, dude, I don't know, man. I mean, just think about all the pedophiles in Metlakatla, you know? Like, fuck, they're protected, man, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that. Think about that little island there of all the pedos. All of them were fucking protected to an extent, it seemed like, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't fucking do that on a bigger scale. And you got billions of dollars that you could, A, give away X amount. Like, fuck, man, how much money do you think Epstein spent to get that fucking sweetheart deal back in 2009, you know?
Yeah. Well, it goes to these guys have all the money in the world to buy anything they want.
Yep.
Right? And what's one thing that you can't just get? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of that boils down to their own depravity, if you will. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. It's sorry, man. The fucked up.
Yeah, thing. I didn't think you're gonna go this dark in our fucking shit that quick.
I'm sorry, bro. We'll change it, guys. I promise. to finish this out, like in that documentary too, like they said that his neck, the way his neck was broken, could not have been from a hanging. You know.
Yeah.
And it just so happened, like you said, fucking the idiots, like, fucking the Clintons had so many people killed.
Yeah. Hillary's emails. I got so tired of that. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing ever, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It fucking really is, too. And it's like, what about Hunter? What about Hunter Biden? It's like, oh, you're very clearly not worried about fucking Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared getting fucking $1 billion from that fucking guy who had the fucking reporter killed. But whatever.
What about fucking, go back even further, what about Rumsfeld shooting the guy in the fucking face on a hunting trip? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that was an accident, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you accidentally shot that guy in the face. I'm sure that guy was just whispering sweet nothing.
Maybe he was threatening him with some kind of fucking Epstein shit.
Right.
Okay, so the next thing is from conspiracy theories to a lot of people, like, I personally don't think it is. I think, like, some things are tilted in people's favor, just like at a workplace or on a broader scale, sporting events, you know, like I was watching football before, and someone was like, "It's all fucking rigged, anyways." And then why are we here watching the Super Bowl then? If it's fucking rigged, tell me right now who's gonna win. I definitely think calls get fucking tilted in the team that they want to win to help. You know, like let's go back a week and the Toronto Raptors were playing the Los Angeles Lakers, and in the fourth quarter alone, the Lakers shot 23 free throws to like two or three of the whole game for the Raptors. Now, one way to look at it is like, well, they're just driving the ball. They're super aggressive. They always shoot more free throws. Okay. And the Raptors don't go in for fucking dunks either, right? Like, they're just strictly only shooting jump shooters, right? It's like, that fucking makes
sense. Yeah, in the era of the three-point shooters.
Yeah, it's like, that there, nobody went for a dunk, and like, so it's like, holy shit, man, like, that was definitely skewed in their favor, and that fucking coach, like, went off on a rant. It was awesome, and he's like, if that's how it's gonna be, if you want the Lakers to win, fine, we just won't show up next time. I'm like, damn. So that got me going to back in 2002 when the Sacramento Kings got hosed in LA to along the lines of like 20 or 30 free throws to like two, you know, and fucking Kobe Bryant elbowed Mike Bibby in the nose intentionally, and fucking Mike Bibby got a defensive foul called on him. Like, you guys could look that up. Go to YouTube and type in Kobe Bryant elbowing Mike Bibby. And he fucking elbows the shit out of him. Like, it wasn't even a basketball move. Like, if somebody did that to me in high school, Merle, I would have knocked them the fuck out, whether it's their best player or our best player, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would have knocked them the fuck. I would have fucking hit him with the one-hitter quitter on that shit, man. But I definitely think that they fucking, like, okay, we want the Lakers to win. Let's call every ticky-tack foul against the opposing team. So I guess that's technically.
I personally fucking hate the NBA now. You know, it was cool in the 90s when NBA was at the peak, you know, because NBA is not at the peak right now. NFL is higher than the NBA right now as far as popularity. But they don't call anything in the NBA anymore, and it's just so hard to watch. You know what I mean?
They just like the NFL, they tilted everything towards offense. And what ended up happening with that was the fuse got lit, so to speak, 20 years ago this fall with Steve Nash's 7 seconds or less Mike D'Antoni. So where that 7 seconds or less came from was as soon as Steve Nash or Amari Stoudemire or whoever the Matrix got the rebound, the plan was to get down and shoot within 7 seconds or less to keep the defense on their toes. Now, that's exploded like a motherfucker because of spacing and everything, which leads to less defense. And you see some hard defense played at the end of games, but for about 90% of the NBA games, there's just not a hard defense being played now. You know, and so we went from one extreme to where there was 80-point games and the Knicks were fucking roughing everybody up, and then Miami Heat were roughing everybody up, and then about a decade ago when Steph Curry popped and the Golden State Warriors, they started shooting threes, that lit the fuse on a different era. Which still, you could still tilt it into people's favor by calling fucking ticky-tack fouls, you know?
Yeah. Well, they should just classify it as sports entertainment like WWE and and have a 15 fucking month champion like Roman Reigns and shit, like fucking... or it's longer than that. How long has that guy been the champ? Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, let's see, 20.
Couple years, right?
5 years almost now.
That is the dumbest shit ever. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
like, I thought it was bad in 96 when Hogan got the title and held it for an entire year. You know, like, it was just beaten into the ground that, like, okay, Hogan's going to win. Okay, he's not going to win. He's just about to lose. Here come Hall and Nash and the whole NWO to beat up the guy and cause a disqualification. You know?
Yeah.
So take that, and then you got like look at like the second to the last game of the NFL season when the Cowboys were playing the Detroit Lions, and the Lions got hosed.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, I mean, there's just
let's just take a moment and savor the Cowboys getting their asses handed to them at home.
you want to know something crazy? Like, they're like fucking turned up about how people feel about Duke, triple that, and that's how most fucking fans feel about the Cowboys. You know, like,
you know what's funny? Have you ever seen Hard Knocks? I don't think it's Hard Knocks. I don't know. HBO had a
Hard series. Knocks.
Is it Hard Knocks? It had a series, and they did like a fucking thing on Cowboys where they practiced and shit. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. The Cowboys were on Hard Knocks 2 times.
Where the Cowboys practice and shit is like, it's like a small town.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fucking the coolest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, how much money fucking went into that fucking place?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a badass arena.
Yeah.
That local high schools fucking play their games there because it's so fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
There's so back in 2019, now I had quit Arrow at this point, and everyone's like, Jerry Jones, that's Jerry Jones is here. And I used to go to dinner with a former coworker, and I asked him, I said, was fucking Jerry Jones here? He said, yeah.
Jerry Jones was in Ketchikan?
Yeah, he was in Ketchikan, and he had his yacht up here by the time he flew up. And when he was leaving, you know, they paid for their fuel at Arrow and such. And then the guy, Jerry Jones, sent his flight crew in. And he had a bunch of fucking Dallas Cowboys hats that he had signed for everybody at Arrow that wanted one. And was like, how many people want to sign Jerry Jones hat? But
you're like, no thanks.
I would have grabbed one for Jared or Adam if I was still working there, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, fuck, just think of how much Duke is hated. Think of how much the Cowboys are hated. Think of how much the Yankees. Fuck, none of them are as hated.
You know what the difference between Duke, the Yankees, and the Cowboys is that Duke and the Yankees have won titles in this century. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Cowboys have not won a title since what, 94?
No, our senior 96? Year. Our senior
96.
Year. Yeah, so like that vitriol stems from fucking the 90s, because they won three titles in 4 years. And then before me and you started watching football, they started calling themselves America's team, and then they have the highest rated games on whatever station they're put on, and they sell the most merchandise. So it's just like on steroids. So everyone's always like, "Fuck yeah, fuck them," you know? Because that's how I feel when, like, anytime Duke loses, especially in the tournament, I'm always like, "Ah, oh, my day just got a little bit better." You know, or
fuck you, by the way.
Yeah. And like every time the Yankees suck, and if they don't make the playoffs, I'm always like, oh, my day just got a lot fucking better, man. shit, man. So like with the, and it's just, you know, the NFL is the highest rated fucking thing going in America. You know, it's just insane, man. Like, top it off, we call it football, and it's, you know, soccer is actually called football, you know?
Yeah. You know what's funny is they say that being a quarterback in the NFL is the equivalent to being just a regular star in the NBA. That's the price difference in how much the guys make.
Oh, yeah, they're marketing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's America's team, not America's player. Like, go back to when we're in high school and go back to middle school. It was, I want to be like Mike for Gatorade. And then it was, got to be the shoes. And it was Michael Jordan being marketed to us, whereas now it's the Seahawks marketed to you guys. You know, it's...
Yeah. I've always liked the Seahawks. I didn't watch much football when I was a kid, but I always liked the Seahawks because they were close.
Yeah.
And James is a big Seahawks fan. So I was a big Seahawks fan because that was my bro, and we got to watch some games. You know, he went to a game when he was down here 1 year. He showed some pictures and shit. Cool in Bosworth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when I started hanging out with him in fifth grade, he had the Land of Boz T-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy, man. I remember that shirt. Holy fuck, man. That was a poster too, wasn't it? The Land of Boz.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. That's fucking nuts. The other thing too is I gotta get some more stickers made too, bro. Need some more podcast stickers.
Nice. Get that. Okay, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about was the whole Cat Williams thing. So So if you haven't seen his interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay, he fucking ripped everybody out. And I'm sure if you have TikTok, I'm sure you've seen some of that shit, because that shit was fucking hilarious. He called everybody out.
Like some of like, go ahead.
So, and it's funny because I got one of my friends down here. I worked with he's a black guy, and he was saying, and I didn't think of this, or I didn't realize it. You know what I mean? He told me to be a black guy and to be made in any like movies or in the movie industry. You either have to wear a dress on camera or play a gay guy on camera. Look at it, Merle. He's like, I'm telling you, if you're going to be a black guy and make it in that industry, you have to do one or two things. You have to wear a dress or you have to play a gay person. He's like, look at every single super fucking that black guy that's made it and that's super famous and makes all kinds of money. They did one of those two things. Guarantee you. And I fucking, you think about every single one. Think about every one. You can point out where they either played a gay person or they played a dress. Wore a dress.
Denzel didn't.
Denzel played... Denzel? No, there was one where Denzel played a gay guy.
No.
And I think Denzel might be one of the exceptions, though. You know what I mean?
Because Denzel...
Cat Williams talks about how they kept trying to make him wear a dress. Uh-huh. You know, and he's like, I'm not wearing a fucking dress. And Dave, she talked about how Dave Chappelle was like, I'm not wearing a dress. And then all these old interviews pop up, and they were like, Dave, you should wear this dress. You know, it'll be so funny. And Dave's like, I'm already funny without wearing a fucking dress. I just don't feel comfortable. And he said they walked off, and 10 minutes later they come back with a new script. And he's like, hey, so you guys already had this other script? What the fuck, you know?
Well, the other thing, too, is I know the easy one's going to be like, Eddie Murphy. It's like, no, Eddie Murphy fucking started doing multiple characters and Coming to America, which eventually he just was playing all the characters. So that one's hard for me to swallow. And the other one that the other person he went after, I'm not even a fan of Kevin Hart. I like one of his movies, and it's with The Rock, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, he is a plant. Nobody ever blah, blah, blah this. And I was like, whoa, hold the fuck on. I had to hit pause, and I was like, I fucking watched Kevin Hart in 2001's Undeclared. Now, for the fucking uninitiated people, that is a Judd Apatow TV show that was on Fox about people freshmen in college. He was in there, and then he put him in because he was like, he just randomly gets a movie called Soul Plane. No, motherfucker. He was in all these other movies. He was in some Judd Apatow movies. He was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He comes into the store, and he was like, he was trying to get Seth Rogen's black friend to hook him up with some like speakers. That was Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart was in some other Judd Apatow stuff. So it's like,
yeah. But what he was saying was, you don't all of a sudden get big and make all these movie roles until they do something like that, because Kevin Hart was in small roles, sure, right? But as soon as he put that dress on, and on, I think it was SNL, and all of a sudden he had a whole bunch of movies all lined up and all this stuff. You know what I mean?
What movie did he put a dress on?
It was like it was SNL. It was a skit.
Well, everybody, like, fuck, dude. Like, so many people have dressed in drag over the years, though. That's kind of a thing that fucking Dustin Hoffman did. Tootsie. You know?
Yeah, but that's not a black guy.
No,
what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying.
To be
saying
a black guy and being that fucking be in to get ahead, because all those white guys run that shit. You know what I mean? And the fucking to get into it as a black guy, you got to do one or two things. I mean, look, Rock is huge, right? Uh-huh. Rock is fucking huge. What was Rock's first fucking movie where all of a sudden he started? I know he did the Scorpion King and all that shit, but do you remember what's that movie? Be Cool. You remember that?
Yeah, that wasn't his first movie, though. Like,
it wasn't his first movie. But after that, he started getting all these fucking movies. You know what I mean?
So to say he didn't get huge off of that by any stretch of the means.
No.
So, like,
he didn't pop. The Rock did not become the world's biggest star until he was put in Fast and the Furious. And now at that point, he had come back to the WWE. He also, in like, I think it was in some interview. So in 2011, The Rock got Twitter for the first time after saying he wasn't. And the only reason he got Twitter, because him and Hunter Hearst Helmsley are really close friends. I think Hunter talked him into getting Twitter and saying, hey, man, you could do a lot of promotions through this. And then he ended up, a lot of the executives saw like how much the needle moved for WWE when he came back to fight John Cena in 2012. Which led him to getting, I think, Fast Five. And only then did he become the fucking, the world's, I think at for a long time, for about 5 or 6 years, he was the world's highest paid actor. Because if you look before that, like there was a bunch of bad movies. He was in a bunch of Disney movies that were not good.
Yeah.
He was not good. Like those Escape to Witch Mountain movies sucked. He took over for Brendan Fraser into the Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
He took, he had that really bad football movie where he was a single dad. That movie sucked. He got in on the fad in the 2000s about, I'm going to coach a football team. I'm going to coach a basketball team of misfits, you know? So he had like fucking 15 or 20 super bad movies in a row until that led him to getting, which I don't understand because I think the Fast and the Furious movies suck, but a lot of people like them. And then
I stopped watching it after part three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, we're really in an era of where guys can make an entire career off of one fucking series of movies.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Like,
they're superheroes now, man. The fucking Fast and the Furious. So, like,
seriously. It's like Baywatch, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fucking those lifeguards, they're solving crimes.
Yeah. So, look at, like, the last full Fast and Furious movie I watched was Too Fast, Too Furious, you know?
Yeah.
And, Ludacris made his debut in that movie as his character, whatever it was, but I think he was just a mechanic. And now he's like an astrophysicist and could do all these other things. And it's like, whoa, what? Like the jump the jump that's made. But anyways, no, the point being is just like The Rock kept grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And I don't think it was directly tied to...
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. You do this, you show your fucking... Show us you're going to put on a dress, and we're going to put you in a bunch of fucking movies. That's what this thing was saying. You bend over and take in the ass, and we'll promote the fuck out of you. You know what I mean? And look at the guys. Look at different fucking actors that are big time, that have done that. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Will Smith has, you know what I mean? Fucking,
Will Smith didn't, Will Smith was very calculated. And, you know, that I don't have an issue with because you're trying to show range at that, you know, and it was just very brief on screen and 6 degrees of separation. And then he went back and finished his... So the whole reason Will Smith got Bad Boys was that movie wasn't even written for them. It was for Dana Carvey and John Lovitz.
That would have been a whole nother movie, huh?
It was a whole... the essence of the movie was a buddy cop movie. But it was for Dana Carvey and John Lovitz. And for whatever reason, it didn't go to them. And then by the time that they were able to get... Jerry Bruckheimer was like, well, you know, I want to do a buddy cop movie, but I want to do it with young actors. So who was super hot at the time? Martin had like number one, number two show on TV on Fox. And Will Smith was on NBC with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So that's how they got it. And at that point in time, like, you know, that show Martin was huge, you know, and like Eddie Murphy, Martin was playing a bunch of different characters on the show, like drug dealers and fucking girls and a little bit of everything. So it's just, when it comes to that, it's like, yeah, it's kind of hard for me to swallow that pill when Cat Williams said that. And like,
I mean, look at Martin did Mama's House 1, 2, and 3. You know what I mean?
That was
Big Mama's House.
Yeah. But I mean, that was after he was a huge, like, he was the number one comedian. He had the number one action movie, number one movie damn near in 1995 with Will Smith, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. For me, it's just kind of hard because there's all these holes that could be poked in it. Like, I think it's just part of fucking people trying to fucking get recognized, I guess, you know?
Yeah, but okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But how many white guys have done that? Like name some of these big name white guys that had to play gay roles or had to be wearing a dress to become that it guy. You know what I mean?
Patrick Stallone Swayze.
Stallone never put on a dress to fucking be fucking the it guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Arnold never put on a dress to be the it. Oh no, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Arnold did.
Yeah. So,
Swayze. Well, you know that funny thing you say about Swayze. Eddie Griffin got that role. They tried to get him to do that role for Two Wong Fu. Is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I ain't no putting on no fucking dress and being fucking Two Wong Fu and shit. You know, Eddie Griffin's funny and shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people make choices and people want to get big in Hollywood or they don't and they just want to, you know, like, don't anybody cry for fucking Eddie Griffin. That guy's a fucking multimillionaire a few times over. You know, that's so, it. Like, it's just like, hey, man, do you want to make a lot of money? You know, like, I'll point this. So, like, do you remember Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, ball player.
Yeah, so he got called in to do, like, in... You could he talked about this on a podcast. He said that he got called in because he was trying to live the street life still, and he was getting in trouble. And before it got bad, David Stern called him into his office. David Stern was following him, like had a PI following him, and was like, "Just so you know, we here in the NBA are going to make a lot of money. Do you want to be a part of that? Yes or no?" And Carmelo Anthony was like, damn, if I keep doing this, I'm not going to fucking get these max contracts that are fucking like David Stern's like, look at this. Look at the TV deal. Look what's happening with this. That's going to make for a higher ceiling of pay. But you keep doing this and you're not going to get that much money. So like, not exactly that, but I mean... You know, like, are you going to play ball to a certain extent? You know, like, fucking, what's your peace of mind? You know, and Eddie Griffin and fucking Cat Williams, you know, I mean, being as funny as they are, aren't willing to fucking compromise, it's not everything, but some things, you know?
Well, their integrity is basically what he said on the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And because, like I said, all these guys are super fucking, like... They're not going to be fucking in any position. Me or Merle are going to be like, fuck, man, I just need to make this payment. I need to make my mortgage payment.
Right.
You know? but it's,
and it's me, you, and the rest of the world, bro. It's not, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
1% out there that fucking...
Dude, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy, man. But no, that Cat Williams interview was like, holy shit, that kind of lit a fuse on a lot of people. Like, did you see Stephen A. Smith fucking completely undressed straight Jason Whitlock last week?
I saw a headline, but I didn't read the article. What did you say?
Dude, I can't repeat it because me and you are Native Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but it popped up on my Facebook ads because I, you know, the Al fucking Skynet watches us and listens, you know?
Yeah.
So right? It's like, oh, you look up NBA scores, you look up sports talk, you look up this, you know? So all these different sporting things come up and like Stephen A's show and Jason Whitlock's a real fucking dirtbag human, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
who makes millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's actually he's a Republican African American, and it's like the Custer Crows of Native Americans. Custer Crows fucking side with Trump on everything and fucking laugh about it until they themselves need health care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And that's the type of person Jason Whitlock is. And it's crazy because that Cat Williams interview kicked off a fucking, like, a bunch of other people calling other people out, you know?
Right.
Because after that, Jonathan Kuminga called out the Warriors head coach, you know, and said he wouldn't be able to fully become who he is or might become because he's not being played enough. And then, yeah, that, like, fucking, he called out Steve Harvey, said he was wearing a wig, right, Cat Williams?
Yeah. Yeah, he called him out, said he was wearing a wig, and like, he's like, and you're not funny, you know? He's like, you're not funny. He's like, I turned down being a movie star. It's like, no, nobody wanted you because nobody wanted a country bumpkin to fucking play in any of these movies. He's like, you got no range.
Yeah.
You can't act, you know? You're just not any good.
Yeah.
And he's like, he talks about how fucking Steve Harvey tried to take that spot that Bernie Mac got in Ocean's 11.
Oh, he
you know
did.
What I mean?
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah, because Bernie Mac was funny. You know what I mean?
I liked him, and I've liked him since, what the fuck was he in?
Since Friday.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, he was, so in 2000, I hated the fact that Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac,
Cedric the Entertainer, that's he talked about how Cedric the Entertainer was stealing his jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On that Kings of Comedy tour.
Yeah, that, for them to say they're the original Kings of Comedy was a slap in the face to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy,
right?
Red Fox, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And none of them were funny enough to fucking even match those guys.
No.
Not when you don't write any of your own jokes. And that's what Cat Williams was saying.
Yeah.
Was like, you guys aren't funny enough to fucking call yourself the Kings of Comedy. You guys ripped all my jokes on that shit. And you ripped jokes from fucking, what's that guy's name? Doug something or other.
Yeah.
The Abominicious joke. Did you hear that? The Abominicious?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That shit was fucking funny. That's a funny ass joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just need to say, you know, you want me to tell it?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, man.
There you go. Well, the joke is, he goes, I was working for this lady, or this lady that I was working for was like, hey, and it showed the joke that he said, Cedric the Entertainer said on the King of Comedy, and then it showed where in the 80s where the guy said it on a TV show, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But he goes, hey, Abominicious, you did all this work for me, I'm going to write you a check, I don't have any cash on me. So I don't know how to spell Abominicious. So let me know how you spell that. And he sits down. He's like, I was meaning to talk to you about this. He's like, when we sat down and met, I meaning to tell you that I asked you to call me by my initials, you know, but you kept calling me Abominicious.
Yeah. But you keep calling me, yeah.
Well, it's, I mean, it's a lot longer than that, but it's funny and shit.
Yeah, because like in 2007, like I think I don't like Joe Rogan. I never thought he was a funny comedian at any point in his career. He called out Carlos Mencia for stealing jokes, and Carlos Mencia stole a lot of fucking jokes from everybody.
Yeah, from everybody.
Like everybody.
And Carlos Mencia only got his spot because fucking Dave Chappelle was like, I'm not doing this shit anymore. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And what's that pervert's name that got called out during Me Too and now he's back? Fuck, what's his name?
Comedian?
Yeah, he's a comedian. I never thought he was funny at any point, but he was, God damn it. He had a show on HBO, then he had a show on FX, and then he was jerking off. Like, he'd call up girls and jerk off, or he would just start jerking off whenever they're in the room with him.
Weinstein? Not Weinstein. That guy's not a...
No. That guy was a movie producer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. Comedian who jerked off. Google.
That's funny. Pee Wee Herman. That's pretty funny.
Fuck. What the fuck are their names?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't think of who you're talking about.
But. Yeah, I'm trying to. What the fuck? Paul Rubens did jerk off. Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah.
He was, he accused Dane Cook of stealing his bit and fucking going that route. And,
yeah.
And, like, fucking called him out in early social media, and then, you know, it turns out Dane Cook is actually a real-life creep. Like, he just, right? Yeah, he fucking hooked up with some chick as soon as she turned 18.
Yeah, he was fucking hounding her before she turned 18.
Yeah, he would have, like, parties and stuff and have, like, fucking underage girls over there and shit, man. It's fucked up, huh?
Yeah, and he's, like, fucking 50.
Yeah, man.
He's older than that. He's, like, 55. He's, like, his mid-50s or some shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking nuts, man. That's what I don't get is some fucking people, man. Fucking, so what else has been going on, man? Did you see that fucking video of the guy pleading with the judge that he's not that person anymore and he's doing better, and then, like, she didn't believe him? And, like, it looked like the motherfucker shot off a springboard. Did you see that video, man?
I did. He jumped over the thing and attacked the judge.
Yeah. He fucking got her, man.
Yeah.
Like, those cops that stand guard there?
The bailiff.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the bailiff is the officer of the court.
Like, you know? They were there, like, a second, 2 seconds later. Like, that should have never happened. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. You're not standing guard. You're not aware of your surroundings, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck, dude? Seriously? Okay. And it's not like that guy was close.
No,
you know what I mean. He's a ways away and a good 3-4 feet down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that once that guy jumped over the table, like, where was the bailiff? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't mean to laugh, but it's so fucked up. I can't do anything but laugh. You know,
it's pretty fucking funny. I mean, you know, it makes it that much better that it was a chick, because the chicks are never wrong about shit. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. But that's it's pretty fucked up then.
Well, no,
like, where was,
like, fuck, like you said, like, how the fuck, what, for starters, there's about 10 feet between the people, right?
There's
at least 10 feet, and nobody was able
to... A big-ass table.
Yeah.
And then the judge is on a podium. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because I watch those shows where fucking courthouse cameras catch crazy shit, and nobody ever makes it, like, a fucking a grieving dad of a girl who was murdered or raped or both. They always get taken down and slammed by the bailiff, right? Every time.
Yeah.
And then they get to spend time in jail. This motherfucker had no fucking wall or anything in between him. And, like you said, he fucking made it, and he made the jump up and fucking cleared it, you know?
Hey, he cleared it. Motherfucker was like, had some hops.
Fuck. I think I'm going to call this episode 2024 is crazy already. What do you think?
Yeah, right? Seriously. And to think, like, I bet you anything that traumatized the shit out of that judge. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
100%.
You think she's back on the fucking podium fucking judging still? I bet she's scared shitless. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
I would fire their bailiff, man. You know?
Oh, like, yeah. It was so Pickman. Yeah, but, you know, we both know that cops are never wrong about anything.
ever about anything.
They could get, and they're above the law. I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want when you're a cop, dude. Yeah. Even a rent-a-cop, you know? Fuck.
Yeah. Fucking fake-ass Bruce Willis.
Seriously.
So I guess we should end this on a fucking better note than all this doom and gloom shit, we start off with Epstein.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, this year, the 2024, is the year of information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just starting from 23, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, TikTok, you see so much more shit than you would before. Because fucking...
You know,
because people are... Random Joe Schmoes are just posting the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good and a bad thing, man, because people can still alter that shit to fucking view, to fucking cater to what they're fucking believing in, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And, but it's definitely
that's
nice.
That's what Facebook's for.
Yeah, for all these conspiracy theorists to fucking post videos. Like, there's a really quick, man, and I know we said we're going to go fucking back to light, but fuck that shit. So, last year, there was a bunch of people posting, like, don't, this is why you don't get the COVID shot. Look at all these people. They had just got the shot, and it's very clearly edited of people just passing out from fucking from the 90s up until last year. And it was like, you mean to tell me that you believe that all this shit that you fucking showed us was from 2020 and 2021? Get the fuck out of here. You know?
Right?
Because, like, another thing, too, that got posted in 2020 was, like, look at this Hollywood's vampires. Like, okay, not in a literal sense, though. Like, I don't think that Lestat is there fucking sucking blood to stay young. Okay?
Right.
Well, somebody posted a picture of, like, Ariana Grande, and what it looked like is if I got a picture of me and you and I photoshopped blood around the mouth.
Yeah.
But people believe that shit.
just like, hey, do you really think that's Martha Stewart naked? No, stupid, that's Photoshop. What are you talking about?
old thirst trap Martha.
Right.
Shit, man. I got, what the fuck else is going on, man? Yeah, man, just, I got the sweaters. People, JS23 models are, anybody could fucking hit me up and buy some, man, so just give me sizes if anybody's interested, man. You got anything you want to plug there, bro?
So are they hoodies?
Yeah, they're hoodies, so they're either pullovers or zip-ups.
Indian medium, or are they actual real sizes? Like white guy sizes, or you got big ones?
I got native sizes, bro.
There you go.
Gotta
cater our Indian folk out there.
Hey, got Simshan size, even better.
Right, there you go.
Simshan size in the JS23 models.
Nice. Get you run out there and get you guys a sweater.
Yes.
Promote Swan Fly, don't lie.
Fuck yeah, bro. And, yeah, man, I'm supposed to have Adam on next week, catch up with him.
Everything we say is for entertainment purposes only. Don't take offense to anything that we're talking about.
Don't sue us. If you didn't laugh, you have no sense of humor.
Exactly. Go home and find it.
Yeah. I am going to get back on track this week, so today's episode is going to go up right within the next hour, so I'll send you the link, bro.
For sure.
And then I'll probably get it back on track and put it out on Sundays after this one. And yeah, so anytime you want to come on again, just let me know, bro, and we'll talk about fucking everything under the sun again, bro.
Yeah,
and thanks for coming on, man. You're the first guest of 2024, season 6, episode 3. Woo-hoo! Thanks, bro.
All right, man.
All right. Later, bro. Check you later.